The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello Maui, this is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. And we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and also the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing array of the healthiest supplements, protein powders, across the boards, Alive and Well, specific nutrients that are organically produced and which you can't get anywhere else, and terrific prices and all that.
And what else can't you get anywhere else?
You can't get the fabulous, wonderful Broth Cafe.
You can't get the Broth Cafe.
And where it's right over there in the beautiful air conditioning, a wonderful granite area and a beautiful, lovely table, that type of thing.
Tables.
It's a singular table.
Oh, I see.
All curved and beautiful chairs and everything. Comfort.
So belly up to the bar,
and,
boys.
Yes, and magnificent organic foods. Broth is a broad spectrum statement on that one. Broad spectrum because broth, it's all kinds of broths, but all kinds of salads and all kinds of vegetable combinations. And whether your choice is vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, we've got it. We've got the organic chicken, organic meats, organic vegan and vegetarian dishes, wild fish, magnificent vegetables. And let us say, our hearts are plummeting over, pouring over with gratitude every single day to the local and our affiliation with the local Maui organic farmers. And every single day, the organic produce is brought in to us over there. How grateful can you be about that? And that's what we use at the Broth Cafe, all those wonderful organic vegetables, et cetera, and so forth.
And organic, the broths themselves. They don't have an identity. They do have a personal identity.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Because the mushroom broth is outstanding, and the bone broth is outstanding.
That's
so
right.
You got your vegetarian or you got your non-vegetarian.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want, even in the broth itself.
And healing and wonderful and divine taste. That's not. And you know, even when the weather gets chilly, which sometimes happens in Maui, or rainy, I rush in every day and have my start the day with my broth.
Absolutely.
That is really terrific.
It replaces my second cup of coffee.
Organic coffee, of course.
Organic coffee,
that's
of course. But organic broth, of course.
And can you talk about the Vortex water and how important this is?
Can I talk about the Vortex water?
Talk a little bit.
Well, listen
talk,
up.
Talk,
because here it comes.
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
I want to hear it.
Okay. Vortex water does what I can't do. Vortex water is dancing molecules of hydrogen and oxygen. Dancing hydrogen and oxygen, which does what? Instills volatility and greater absorption, utilization of the two very basic components of water. You can't live without water, and this gives you the perfect water combination of hydrogen and oxygen, moving molecules. That's a better way of expressing it. These molecules are moving, and any dance step you want to configure, these are moving molecules, which makes it more volatile, more readily absorbed, more readily delivering the very basic nutrients of life, which are what? Oxygen and hydrogen in a liquid form. Delicious, delicious, delicious. That's right there at Alive and Well. So bring in your glass containers, or if you have plastic containers, you might want to consider replacing the plastic with glass. We have glass containers of all shapes and sizes, and you when you buy a container, you get a free fill of the Vortex water, which is really rejuvenating, okay?
Right.
Juvenile-aiding.
Right, okay. And since you started, Dan, this is, I wasn't thinking in this direction, but now, I didn't even converse about this with Gary. He's allowing me to do what I want, but I'm going in a little different direction because you put me in that direction. You talked about dancing molecules. Did
I
he
did.
Not, Gary? Gary is saying yes. Dancing molecules.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to hear this before we do anything else. All right?
You're not going to incriminate me. You're not going to hold me to the
dance. No, I'm not. But okay. Albert Einstein will. Okay?
Okay.
Here.
Well, I'll listen.
So here it is. Dance your way to a smarter brain. Now, wait a minute. Okay? Recently, a major study from Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
It can't be recent.
Yeah, it's,
good old Al has passed away sometime
he
ago.
He started this College of Medicine, okay? It was reported in the big-time medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, that dancing is a powerful way to improve brain health. Research focused on the effect of dancing on the brain. It measured factors such as memory, sense of well-being, serotonin, and stress levels, okay? It talked hugely about your brain should tango. That's what they made the point.
Tango?
Tango.
Not tangle.
T-A-N-G-O. It's a dance.
All right.
Scientists found that dancing combines many beneficial factors as we age, including recreational benefits, creative thinking. Dancing holds clues to health benefits, stress reduction, increased serotonin, and a love of life. Dr. Joseph Coyle, a Harvard Medical School psychiatrist, okay?
And if you can't move your feet, you can drink the water.
Now, wait a minute. It says, okay. Who commented, and the new study and the cerebral cortex and hippocampus of our brains are very elastic, which means they rewire themselves after each use. Dancing rewires the brain. And it goes on and on about other studies have shown that these areas of the brain are most effective in aging and the stimulation from dancing. Okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I've got something very important to say. Very important. And the electrical impulses you get from the dancing molecules,
yes,
are certainly equivalent to whatever you're doing with between your toes.
That's right. That says that's you making that point. And it says researchers say opening up new pathways in the brain when you dance that improve mental capabilities. Okay.
And when you get dancing molecules,
the more
you're opening
you work
up
your
new
brain
pathways
with dance,
in the brain.
The better you'll be able to process and remember information. And when you learn new types of dance, it's essential for exercising the brain. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Okay? Okay. So they dust off those dancing shoes and get going, said the doctor.
All right.
Dust off the dancing shoes.
Here's drinking to dancing molecules.
That's right. So just let's remember that. Remember that. Okay? Okay,
She never lets me forget it.
I don't let him forget it because he doesn't let the molecules get into the toes.
I was born with lead in my toes.
You can don't give me that about it. Excuses. Right, Gary? No more excuses. Get rid of the lead in your toes. I'm sorry. Okay, now I have to get to the show, all right? Now, this is much more serious information. We need to get rid of lies. And I'm proud, and I want to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications, take them all. Doctor's area, okay? We are reporters. We use the show. We report the information, and I applaud.
The information from medical science, which does not deal directly with drugs and the whole cartel.
That's
okay?
Right.
Natural therapies, which help to create life in every cell.
That's right.
That's the idea.
And I'm applauding this wonderful doctor, David Brownstein, MD, and another doctor he's working with, Philip Blair, MD, writing the book, The Statin, that's the cholesterol drug, that's the word for cholesterol drug, The Statin Disaster. That's the name of the book. It's important that we read this and understand this. And they make all of these points. And they have page after page of hundreds of medical clinical trials that prove everything they say.
That's right.
Everything they say.
It's medical science looked at from a holistic point of view.
Yes.
How to build life in every cell.
Right.
Not how to suppress a symptom with drugs. but to build new life, create life in every cell in your body.
Right, and how not to believe lies, and just that they've everything they say is supported by medical trials, okay?
They start
by saying the statin drugs and adverse drug reactions. Statins are associated with a wide range of adverse, that's bad, reactions. This could be predicted if one knows that cholesterol is such an important molecule for each and every cell in the body.
And if you don't get enough in your diet, then your body creates it, okay? It needs it.
And cholesterol is essential. He's making this point. In fact, he says, every organ system could be predicted to be adversely, badly impacted by a statin medication. Any percentage increase in adverse effects reported in this book are referred to as relative, okay? And they have been shown to be proven in clinical trials. And I'm going to do the list and give this to you. This is Philip Blair, MD, also reporting. And they've got all the medical studies that support everything. Adverse effects of statin drugs, say the doctors.
Do you want to read the entire list?
I'm going to read the entire list and then give it over to you, okay?
All right, okay.
ALS syndrome, aneurysm, atrial fibrillation, autoimmune illnesses, Bell's palsy, breast cancer of all types, cataracts, CoQ10 depletion, dementia, depression, diabetes, Guillain-Barré syndrome, uncontrollable muscle movements, heart failure, hepatic dysfunction, liver dysfunction, hepatitis B, hypertension, high blood pressure, increased risk of infection, inflammatory myopathies, irritability, aggression, kidney failure, liver pathology, and here the leading cause of blindness, macular degeneration, lupus, memory loss, myopathy, myalgia, neuropathy, that terrible pain and weakness in the nerves, new difficulty walking, pancreatitis, Parkinson's, peripheral neuropathy, that's the death of all the nerves in your body, in your arms and legs, prostate cancer, rhabdomyolysis, renal insufficiency, rippling muscle disease, serotonin depletion, skin cancer, spermatozoa, that's sperm killing the sperm, dysfunction, sleep difficulties, testosterone deficiency, thyroid disorders, and weight gain. And would you please read what they follow that up with right here, Dan? Go right
and
start.
Before
here.
I read that, let's just remember that these are all by holistic physicians and by medical science.
That's right.
Not medical drug sales.
No.
Okay?
They are reported in the clinical trials that they know that these drugs cause these horrific diseases and reactions.
Let me go on. The adverse drug reaction most commonly associated with a statin drug occurs in the muscles. The reason statin drugs can cause muscle problems is due to the depletion of cardio coenzyme Q10.
Right.
Cardio coenzyme Q10 is a vitamin-like substance produced in the mitochondria of the body. Remember, folks, the mitochondria are submicroscopic little particles that create energy for every invisible cell. And when the statin drugs destroy the source of that energy, which is cardio Q10, then you got problems. The highest concentration, say the doctor, of cardio Q10 occurs in the muscles, particularly the heart muscle. It is needed to produce adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy storage molecule created in the mitochondria of the cell. In fact, 90% of the body's energy is produced using cardio Q10 as a cofactor.
Stop there for one second. 90% of the body's energy and all the muscular strength and the heart strength is produced by the energy produced, ATP, adenosine triphosphate, by cardio CoQ10.
Absolutely. And here, and let me just stop for a second. When you're young, keep in mind, folks, when you're young, you have a lot more energy, have a lot more vitality. You're growing. You are renewing. You are not only restoring, but you're advancing your health on a daily basis until you're about 27 or maybe 28 years of age. And then all those natural factors which made you grow to that height and weight and age suddenly stop being produced.
Right. That's right.
At that time is when you start to age. Now, aging is not a regenerative procedure. aging is a long process of degeneration. And a lot of the degeneration occurs because you don't make the regeneration factors as you did when you were younger.
That's right.
It's just that simple. Let me go back. Carnio Q10 is needed to produce adenosine triphosphate, say the doctors, the energy storage molecule. In fact, over 90% of the body's energy is produced using Carnio Q10 as a cofactor.
Good grief.
Any process which results in a depletion of Carnio Q10, it results in energy and muscle tissue loss.
That's what the statins rob you of that, those drugs.
Two of the most common adverse effects of statin drugs are fatigue and muscle aches and pains, for which the drug cartel says, well, you've got to take pain relievers. You've got to take our drugs. You've got to take some of the symptom of
more
a
and
synthetic
more drugs.
Drug.
More and more.
Okay. However, say the doctors, there are many more muscle adverse effects that occur from statin drugs. During the same 10-year span, there were 44,838 reports of the FDA of muscle complaints caused by statin drugs, including the pain, the stiffness, the weakness, the cramps, the fatigue, and the myalgia muscle pain. They can be broken down further. And it goes on to itemize the musculoskeletal stiffness and tightness, 3,500 reports. Muscle cramps, 537 reports. Myalgia, 18,500 reports. And on and on and on and on.
Yes.
Let me go on. The heart is what the holistic physicians, non-drug cartel doctors say this. The heart is the largest muscle in the body.
Yes.
It also has the largest concentration of Carnio Q10 in the body. From 2004 to 2014, there were 40,476 cases of heart issues related to statin drugs reported to the FDA. This includes 19,831 heart attacks and 12,305 heart failure adverse events reported due to statin use. None of these numbers should be surprising once you understand that Carnio Q10, which is inhibited by statin drugs, is necessary for proper heart muscle functioning. In fact, congestive heart disease and heart failure is increasing at epidemic rates. I have, says the doctor, this is Dr. David Brownstein, MD, I have, says the doctor, no doubt that it is increasing so rapidly because of the widespread continued application of statin drug medications.
Right. And I want to make the point, too, that they even have the black box warning, remember, where they admit, and that's put by the FDA black box warning on all of the sale of the statin drugs, that they cause dementia. Okay.
Why? Because they kill the Carnio Q10.
That's right, and they kill all of the mitochondria, the brain,
that's
everything
the whole
like
idea.
That, and that they shoot the blood sugar up through the roof.
That's
so
right.
They cause diabetes or diabetics to be in worse condition. All of that, and they make this point here. You can't leave it alone. Okay, all right. They can't leave it alone is how the doctors keep saying the most overlooked cause of congestive heart failure, statin use, resulting in the Carnio Q10 deficiency. All clinical studies of Carnio Q10 and congestive heart failure date back over 35 years, and they list the clinical trials. As previously stated, Carnio Q10 primarily found in the mitochondria of all muscle tissue, but the highest concentration of the Carnio Q10 in the body is the heart, the largest muscle in the body.
And the brain.
And the brain. Studies have shown that plasma Carnio Q10 concentration is an independent predictor of mortality in patients with congestive heart failure. When the Carnio Q10 lowers down, you get congestive heart failure caused by those damn statin drugs. And they go on to say that all the kinds of cancer that they list here, and they list every kind of cancer, they say here that a 500% association between statin use and the development of cancer of the skin. Other studies found that a number of cancer deaths are 300% higher in statin-treated patients. They list a list of and then they have all the clinical trials, page after page after page,
against
cancer and statins.
Again, statins. Statin drugs are the cholesterol, anti-cholesterol drugs.
That's right.
Because cholesterol is the boogeyman. Cholesterol is the bad, going to kill you component. That's been proven time ad nauseum not to be true.
That's right.
And that doesn't stop the drug cartel and the doctors from pushing it.
They are killers, and they cause, again, the doctors say, acute kidney injury and failure. Well, remember that when the kidneys have a lot of functions in the body.
Do they ever?
And when you break down the muscle tissue by robbing it of the cardio-Q10, which is necessary for all the muscles of the body, you not only have all the pain in your legs and everything like that, but then the muscles break down and the kidneys try to clean it out and then they fail.
And the kidneys themselves are compromised with their energy-producing capabilities because of the statin drugs. They stop the regeneration of healthy new tissue. There's also not just organ tissue, but muscles.
That's right.
It's called sarcopenia.
That's right.
And that's what statin drugs create. It's a sarcopenia. What does that mean? It means it's destroying the muscles of your body.
That's
How
right.
does it do that? It destroys the cardio-Q10. It destroys the acetyl L-carnitine. It destroys the alpha-lipoic acid.
Right.
All of which create new, healthy, energy-producing mitochondria.
That's right. And you know, they go on and on about that the statin drugs have been clearly associated, they list all the clinical trials, with an increase, especially in cancer of the prostate.
That's right.
Pancreas, breast cancer, skin cancer, all the most, and they say use of statins result in more aggressive cancers in every conceivable category. They list so many categories, it could take us all day
because
to talk about
it
that.
It kills the very capability of the cells creating energy.
And so, and you know, nobody is told this. I know there was a wonderful gentleman that came in, and he says he couldn't understand. He was younger than I, but only about 10 years younger, and he had terrible muscle breakdown and terrible jittery muscles and terrible pain all over his body. He couldn't live anymore with it, he said. And they gave him more and more drugs. And then and it was called, I know this, I studied French. And Guillaume Barré, it was named after a man, Guillaume means William, named after obviously a Frenchman. I don't know whether he was a scientist or not. But the Guillaume Barré had to do with a breakdown and all the muscular and nervous system breakdown. And I said to him, by the way, I'm not allowed, I can only just ask you this question. Have you been on cholesterol drugs? He says, yeah, I've been on a long time. I said, did any doctor tell you the association between Guillaume Barré, in which you were diagnosed? And then they're giving him heavy pain-killing drugs.
That's right.
And that statin, no, nobody told me that. They just increased my use. Okay, this is just insanity. So I'm just saying that there are so many conditions that they mentioned here and all the clinical trials that have backed this up, okay? And you don't have, you know, hopefully you're not, I can't take you, but hopefully you're not on these terrible drugs with all the terrible side effects that are beyond belief, but the cardio-Q10 is essential at any point. I know that when we increased it, when you and I learned about how essential it and increased it, I was able to do much more vigorous exercise, which I can do every single day. I was able to do that without feeling any weakness, which I had before.
Right.
You know, relative to other things, which we don't have to get into. And I don't have the weakness. I don't have the breathlessness. I have the strength to be able to do that and to be able to live my life.
Let me explain one more time.
Yes, go ahead.
Perhaps ad nauseum for some of our folks who know this already, but let me just say it one more time. That cardio-Q10 helps the mitochondria, which are little invisible organelles located in every invisible cell. Just picture this. Take a second and picture this in your mind. There's a human cell, a heart cell, which has a nucleus, and it's a little perimeter, but it's microscopic. You can't see it with the naked eye. You have to magnify it immensely. But inside that little cell, that invisible piece of life, is our mitochondria. And mitochondria create energy. But just for that one invisible cell. And when you kill that one invisible cell with drugs or with anything else, the cell dies. it doesn't have the energy to reproduce its energy and life to sustain itself. It has no source of energy. Well, the mitochondria are designed to create that energy. And the mitochondria are fed by cardio-Q10. When you're young, you make it. How do you suppose you grow to be the height you are, or the age you are, or the muscle structure that you have, or the heart function, or the brain function? Because there are 5,000 invisible little mitochondria in every invisible cell. Now, think of that for a second. Can you count to 5,000 of anything? My goodness sake. But there's 5,000 in every heart cell, heart muscle cell, and they create energy for just that one invisible cell. Multiply that by the godzillion numbers of cells that comprise a heart muscle. The heart muscle is no bigger than your fist, but it pumps 100,000 times a day. How does it get that energy? From the mitochondria. When you're young, your mitochondria are sustained by what you make. You make your own cardio-Q10. But by the time you're 30 years old, you don't make it anymore. So it's up to you to maintain what you've been given. And how do you do that? With alcohol and smokes and drugs and chemicals and colorings and flavorings and agents? No. You create it with good, healthy meat and fish and vegetables and fruits. Okay? Those are the sources of energy from that moment on, from those early moments on. The mitochondria are sustained by what you put into your mouth. If you're putting in crap, you're going to get healthy, unhealthy cells.
And it's got to be organic. Otherwise, it's loaded with chemicals. It's loaded with sprays. It's loaded with toxins. You even see this on all the news shows on television. The sprays and things that they use cause cancer and every kind of disease,
and
right?
They're designed to kill.
Glyphosate and all of that, it's been out there forever. Many other chemicals.
They're designed to kill virus and any pathogens in the soil that's going to interrupt with the growth of a plant.
That's right.
Okay.
Or animals. They give the animals of these high hormone, these estrogenic, you know, all of these things. Okay.
And then you eat the flesh from that animal or from that vegetable. And what do you get? The same chemicals, the same poisons that they put into the soil and spray into the air. You get them into your body.
Right. Okay. And, you know, that's absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because here you have all these specialists coming out. And so here you have what's been printed out. OK, Harvard experts and top doctors recommend an insurance bolstering, immune boosting insurance policy. OK, the aging process, they say the aging process itself causes impairment of key immune functions. And then they make the statement. Your body doesn't produce as many immune-enhancing cells. What's more, the normal inflammatory response becomes imbalanced with age. This further impacts your immune system's ability to respond to threats. So then they have over here, and I'll share this with you. Support your immune health by starting with your body's foundation, your cells. Experts say you can minimize the effects of aging on your immunity and other body functions. Start with your cells and all the micronutrients they need to function adequately. And it's harder when you get over 50, they say. Your nutritional needs change when you're over 50. And they talk about the importance of B12, magnesium, and key nutrients like vitamin D3, chromium, zinc, calcium. And then they make a super point here, the B vitamins, all of them, folate, thiamine, niacin, all of them. Seniors need much more B vitamins and dietary antioxidants than even younger people.
Can I say something here? Can I interrupt something? Yes, you need all these extra nutrients, but a major factor also is that you don't, according to holistic science, you don't make the digestive enzymes and the hydrochloric acid levels that you made when you were young.
And they believe and they say that same thing. Go ahead.
Your efficiency of digestion is reduced up to 70% by the time you are 55 years old. 70% less, which means what? You digest 70% less efficient. Your meals, your enzymes, your food, your nutrients are 70% less, regardless of what you're eating. Then combine also the fact that if you're not eating organically, you are eating food which is 90% less nutrition bite for bite to begin with.
That's right. And they even make that point. There's yet another common issue quite troublesome for people over 50, because older adults tend to take more medications, and these drugs prevent the proper absorption of the vitamins
absolutely,
and minerals.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you can't rely on diet alone, the experts say, with all the nutrients you need, particularly since you reach your golden years. Well, the Harvard scientists reviewed 35 years worth of vitamin research and published these findings in the top medical journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers concluded, absolutely proven, that the majority of adults do not consume an optimal amount of vitamins by diet alone. So the Harvard researchers recommend that, this is how they underline, that every adult should take a powerful multivitamin daily as a safe and inexpensive way to optimize health. And why? Okay, so they say the Harvard School of Public Health says a daily high, well-formulated multivitamin is a great nutrition insurance policy.
Okay, and keep this in mind, folks. There are thousands of multivitamins out there. Multi simply means more than one. You're taking a multivitamin. It could have five vitamins in it and call itself a multivitamin. Or you could have a product like Healthy One, which is all organically plant-derived, which is a multiple vitamin. It has a plethora of nutrients and meaningful potencies. Again, what is a meaningful potency? Well, the FDA says the minimum daily requirement is a good potency. Folks, holistic physicians have proven ad nauseum that the minimum daily requirement is just what the title implies. It's the minimum.
Yeah, I'm just going to interject one thing, that's exactly what the Harvard doctor said, that the amount in most of these multivitamins was very small, and especially things like the B vitamins. That's just the point they were making. Go
That's
on,
right.
Dennis.
It's called minimum daily requirement. But what good is the minimum going to give you? Well, you'll be able to stand up, perhaps, and you'll be able to breathe. But you don't give minimum in anything you do with your life. You give the optimum, or under many circumstances, you give the maximal energy levels for prolonged periods of time. What does that do for your body's capability of regenerating itself and keeping itself healthy and alive? Well, the minimum isn't sufficient. You get the minimum of anything, you've got the minimum. You want to opt for the optimum. The optimum gives you meaningful potencies on a regular basis. So whatever your body needs in the way of stress or energy levels for the day or the month or the year, your body has those raw materials available for it to create the mitochondrial strength and the energy for every invisible cell, which comprises an organ, a heart, an eye, a brain, okay?
Yes.
All those mitochondria create energy for the one invisible cell. The heart has, as I mentioned earlier, 5,000 mitochondria per every invisible cell. The brain, guess how many mitochondria in every brain cell? 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every brain cell. Is the minimum going to be enough for you?
Not a trace. And that's why the Healthy One, it says, you know, there's, besides huge amount of B vitamins and nutrients and adaptogens, all kinds of wonderful nutrients that help the adrenals, help the thyroid, help all the organs, the natural enzymes to make sure you digest it and assimilate it, and organic green foods.
Yep.
They have organic green foods included in that. It's unbelievable. That's why we get endless reports about it at terrific price. It's wonderful.
It's
amazing.
Fantastic.
And you know, it's high in the B vitamins especially, way beyond what other nutrients are, okay? Organic and everything else, it's organic. But Dr. Mercola brings out an important point, just brought it out, how B vitamins improve brain health, cognition, psychiatric problems, and mood disorders. And he backs everything up with everything. These are all statements according to clinical trials. Research shows that the B vitamins significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, much more so than standard drug treatments alone.
Oh, yeah.
High-dose B vitamins, a very effective treatment. Other B vitamin deficiencies also produce symptoms of psychiatric disorders and mood disorders, which play a role in cognitive decline and dementia.
There you go.
These B vitamins help prevent cognitive decline and more serious dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease.
For
all
sure.
All of that.
Again, are you feeding your cells or are you drugging them down? Drugs are designed to reduce symptoms, and in many instances, that's very preferable. An emergency situation to remove a terrible symptom. But the minute you stop taking the drugs, guess what happens? The symptoms come right back again. Because you haven't restored health, you've just reduced the symptoms. Nutrients create life in every cell in your body. Every cell in your body. Every cell in your body.
Right.
Nutrients create life for that microscopic little piece of what? A cell in your brain, in your eyes, in your heart, in your liver, in your kidneys, in your skin. New life.
New life. And that's why we had the top specialists, nutrition specialists, put together a very high complex B vitamins and all the organic foods, but in the healthy one, okay, mm-hmm. multiple. And he goes on to say that it's very well established that very healthy fats, such as the super pure omega-3 fish oils, are vitally important for brain health, but other nutrients are also very essential. That's what he's going into. He's talking about nutritional interventions and B vitamins, and he says here that and he talks about these B vitamin deficiencies produce symptoms of neuropsychiatric disorders.
For which they give drugs.
That's right. That's exactly. And then he quotes the medical trials. Okay. Research shows that B vitamins, quote, significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, much more so than standard drug treatments. As noted by the medical journal, Psychological Medicine, capitalized, and the lead author, Dr. Joseph Firth, F-I-R-T-H, and here's his quote. When used as an adjunctive, certain vitamins and minerals are very effective for improving symptomatic outcomes of schizophrenia by restoring nutritional deficit, reducing oxidative stress, and modulating neurological pathways. The lead author, Dr. Joseph Firth, based at the University Division of Psychology and Mental Health, said, looking at all the data from clinical trials of vitamin and mineral supplements for schizophrenia, we can see that it's proven that B vitamins effectively improve outcomes for patients.
Beautiful.
And all the clinical trials.
And there's been other tests showing they're much more effective than are the drugs.
Absolutely. That's exactly said. Okay. And then according, he says, the supplementation with these B vitamins appear to be the most effective. He says that he lists all the different high-dose B vitamins, very useful for reducing residual symptoms in people with schizophrenia, and a larger benefits in subgroups of patients who have all kinds of deficiencies. And can you read this part about one of the reasons?
I will in a minute, but there's also...
Wait, I'll give it to you in a minute. Go ahead.
The FDA and the drug cartel, which... for all intents and purposes, owns the FDA. They pay 50% of all the operating expenses of the FDA, and they're supposed to be independent of? No. They are part and parcel of the FDA, and the FDA repeats what the drug cartel wants them to repeat. At any rate, what was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say, honey?
I go off on a tangent on that.
You're going to say you're going to dance right now? Because you're taking your B vitamins and your high,
my brain
your healthy
is trying one? To dance, but it won't get there. Let's go on with the article. I'll come back to that.
Right
in a minute.
Here, you're going to read that.
Okay.
What the doctors had to say about in the clinical trials.
Oh, the minimum requirement. Again, we're back to the minimum requirement. Would you prefer to take a B complex vitamin, which have you been hearing so far, that B vitamins are so very important for every function in your body, your heart, your brain, da-da-da-da-da-da. But would you get 1.3 milligrams a
Zero,
day?
Zero, that's nothing.
1.3 milligrams a day?
No.
That's what the FDA says is the minimum daily
nothing.
Requirement.
Nothing.
Now they've changed the heading for that little requirement to the recommended daily allowance is the same number as the minimum daily requirement. 1.3 milligrams
zero
of the vitamin.
Zero zilch, nada, rien. Okay.
Well, holistic physicians say you need more than that.
Much more.
And going on what the article says. One of the reasons that B vitamins affect on a wide range of mood disorders and neurological and psychiatric conditions relates to the fact that these nutrients have a direct impact on the methylation cycle and are required for the production of and the function of neurotransmitters and the maintenance of myelin, the fatty sheath surrounding your nerve cells. Without this protective coating, nerve signals become slow and sporadic, which can lead to motor function problems, cognitive losses, and changes in mood. B8 also aids in cell communication, allowing your cells to properly interpret chemical messages and respond accordingly. Meanwhile, vitamin B6 and folate and B12 support the synthesis of S-adenosylmethionine, SAMe, which plays a significant role in the methylation cycle. Hence, a deficiency in one or more of these B vitamins leads to depression, cognitive impairment, and dementia. And what's the answer to that? Take an antidepressant. Take another antidepressant. Take several antidepressants because they're effective, right? But nutrients, well, no, you don't need to do that. You need more drugs.
You know, and now, and even these doctors are here, with according to their saying how important these are. And they go on and even have to say that there are many more nutrients that are affected by the right doses of B vitamins. Attention deficit disorder, general psychosis, anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and on and on and on. So all of these very important things, okay?
With a healthy one, you get not only good, strong potencies, optimal dosages of the B vitamins, but you get all the allied nutritional cofactors, which guarantee maximal absorption and utilization of those vitamins. It's a teamwork. Food is a teamwork. It isn't just a drug. It isn't just a couple of drugs. It is a combination of nutrients which work together to produce proper methylation, creation, and function of every cell in your body, every cell in your body.
Isn't that wonderful? And that's there at Alive and Well. You know, I want to say that now I'm so glad because we always have reported, again, being reporters, not making anything up, about a great nutrient that has been so helpful for, and this happens a lot, especially to women, but hasn't to men too, as they get older, okay? And that has to do with D-mannose, a natural fiber that can help with urinary tract infections. We've reported on that, and in a newsletter put out by Jonathan Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, M-D, the head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, very famous doctor with endless background.
And a special place in our heart. Because
he does, yes.
When he vacations in Maui, he invariably stops in at Alive and Well.
Yes, he does. And he was the one that saved me with the Ultra Silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a terrible medication I had taken once for a performance that I was doing, and it gave me Crohn's disease, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was dying of that. And he told me, use the Ultra Silver. That's what I use for my patients, and it saved my life.
I was there when we were talking about it, and he says, Mona, you've got the solution right here beside you.
That's
you were standing in front of the Ultra Silver at the time.
That's right.
And it's just,
I could barely stand. I was at the end of my...
And he said, that's what I use in my practice.
That's right, and all the infections and the Ultra Silver, a whole different thing. So here he's reporting... And here's the title of his article, D-mannose, and it's a capital D dash mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E. That's a fiber from plants for urinary tract infections. Mm-hmm. And he backs everything up with the clinical trials. For individuals, he says, experiencing acute bladder infections with a cystitis, he writes, D-mannose is a natural remedy of great help. He says, it cures more than 90% of all bladder and urinary tract infections.
Hallelujah.
The answer is found in the interaction between D-mannose and the bacterium found in over 90% of all bladder infections. Escherichia coli. Oh, shit. Escherichia coli?
That's a good shot.
Sounds like a woman's name, Escherichia.
She's definitely Latin.
That's well. It does sound Escherichia.
Yeah,
it
right.
doesn't sound French, and that's the language I studied. E. coli, E. period coli, but even normal E. coli does not belong in the bladder and the urinary tract. In these areas, it becomes an undesirable infection. The cell walls, he says, of E. coli, found as part of the normal microflora in every intestinal tract, are covered with tiny finger-like projections. Interesting. The very tips of these projections are an amino acid complex. Unfortunately for E. coli, D-mannose sticks to these projections, coating them and preventing their ability to stick to human cells. They are then washed away with the D-mannose in the urine. And it says D-mannose is very, very effective.
Fantastic.
He tells you to do that for urinary tract infections.
That's wonderful.
Well, he's such a great and mind, and also the natural focus that he has and the way he has treated patients. Nobody could be more famous in the U.S. of A. than Jonathan Wright, MD, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
That's right.
So that's very, very exciting, and you know, you could go on, but and it's very important, because even in more magazines, nutrient deficiencies linked to treatment-resistant depression, suicidal thoughts, and then they go on and again to say about the hope has emerged from a gloomy crisis. Vitamin supplements help roll back the dark tide of major depression. That's been even in the news. Even in the news, especially mm-hmm. with all kinds of things happening, that major depression and suicidal thoughts, even in very young people, have been rising up like mad.
Because okay? unfortunately, most people are malnourished.
That's right.
They don't have the B vitamins, which are so substantive and supportive of every brain function, every nerve function in your body. They don't have them. What do they have? Well, they have pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. They have sugar. They have a lot of flour. They have a lot of soda pop. They have a lot of devitalized, fumigated food. And there's minimal nutrition.
Okay. And then these doctors say that the United States faces that suicide crisis, with 2022 seeing record high suicide mortality. That's death. It's risen by 36% between 2000 and 2021. So now they're talking about, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 21 million American adults have experienced major depression. And then he goes on and on about, but they have all of these things printed up. But then he says the importance of ATP and raising that up.
ATP is adenosine triphosphate.
Yes. And then he says here, study participants, you know, who had nutritional deficiencies, those who had all these severe mental problems, deficiencies in the antioxidant CardioQ10, acetyl-L-carnitine.
Wonderful, wonderful.
They says
wonderful.
It right over here, acetyl-L-carnitine.
That's an incredible nutrient.
The vitamin B, lutein, and many nutrients. Okay, okay, and taking powerful supplements. But I wanted that they make up this point in the clinical trials, and they quote acetyl-L-carnitine,
mm-hmm.
and which passes the blood-brain barrier and is
which
a leader.
L-carnitine does not.
That's right.
The acetyl form of L-carnitine. The brain opens up its gates and says, welcome, come in, come in, come in. But the L-carnitine is deprived from entering the brain. The acetyl-L-carnitine enhances the creation of new mitochondria, those mighty little organelles in every invisible cell. Invisible organelles in every invisible cell are fed with acetyl-L-carnitine,
which
creates new energy for that aging one cell.
That's right. And that's the leading, it's been a leader, the leader in Europe by the European doctors for, what is it, a century? Forever. About it passes the blood-brain barrier, regenerating the brain in so many ways.
Said.
But it also passes the heart barrier.
Yes.
And it's been a leader that they use also for the heart.
Mitochondria.
For the heart, the mitochondria of the heart. It also helps the liver in doing its function in brilliantly. And we have read the new reports also that it has to do with regenerating damaged nerve cells throughout the legs, the arms, etc., and reducing the pain by regenerating the nerve cells, etc. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Absolutely.
The whole
cellular life creation and regeneration is amazing. It's called life, I guess. And it's the life living energy levels are increased dramatically by using the nutrients and not the standard drugs and all the trash that's in our American diet.
Right. And, you know, there's so much information and the new information that came out that this nutrient cuts tumor growth 67%. Mm-hmm. And Dr. McCullough reports it. The data presented at the 2022 Experimental Biology showed that super pure fish oil omega-3 fatty acids cut tumor growth by 67%. Past research demonstrated an unbalanced intake of the omega-6 fats in the terrible oils and processed food promote the growth of cancer, but research shows that the adequate levels of super pure omega-3s have a positive effect on viral infections, and a combination of vitamin D3 and super pure omega-3 fish oils prevent autoimmune disease and cut tumor growth by 67% in the clinical trials that they said research from Harvard Medical School's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston demonstrated that the super pure omega-3s in fish oils reduced tumor growth by 67%.
What drug does that?
No drug does
no
that.
Drug
and that's
does
just
that.
What we have the super pure and how it helps fight cancer, they went on to say, that how this was presented, they help promote the cancer-fighting activities, immunotherapy, and anti-inflammatory. That is amazing.
You mentioned anti-inflammatory.
That's
very
right.
Quickly, again, the holistic physicians recommend to get about 3,000 milligrams or 3 grams of super pure omega-3 fish oils per day. That gives your brain, your eyes, your heart, your entire vascular system energy. And anti-inflammatory, puts out the inflammation, which is the source of all disease.
That's right, that putting out the inflammation, that all the benefits for the heart, for everything, et cetera. And you know, you want to know this and understand this information, you come to Alive and Well, because Alive and Well is there for you. We are there for you, okay? And we are, and the magnificent Broth Cafe, organic, fabulous prices, fabulous organic foods, the interaction between your local Maui organic farmers, et cetera, and so forth.
And you can sit down with Mona or with me in a very comfortable area and discuss the health challenges that you're facing. We are not doctors. We do not play doctor. We do not prescribe. We do not take you off of any medications. We give you the same sort of information from holistic physicians, which is proven to establish good, healthy levels.
That's right. And we don't charge $1, never have, never will. You don't have to pay anything. You're not under obligation. We love to just sit and discuss the background, just like we're discussing background here with you. But and beautiful, as Dennis said, comfortable area. But make an appointment with Dennis or with Mona. Call the 877-4950 for any of our services, yes. But to make an appointment with Dennis or with me. That way, we're not with somebody else. And that way, we are only there for you. And we are there for you. We are the Fanatic Organics, as we are well known, or at least we started that phrase, but I think that's absolutely true. And we're so grateful to our son, Darren, for being there working with us and doing all of his wonderful work. And we are there for you in every way, heart, soul, and organically, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
This is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.